Friday at team headquarters, the Warriors introducing Jordan Bell, who was acquired on draft night from the Chicago Bulls in exchange for cash considerations. Bell, a 6'9 forward, posted career highs in points and rebounds during his junior year with the Oregon Ducks, averaging 11 points and 9 boards, plus 2.5 blocks in a season that culminated with Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year honors. He will wear number 2 for the Warriors. Let's listen in to his introductory press conference.
Jordan, when you guys made the tournament last year, we saw how you played, obviously played very well, but did your mindset change when you got on the big stage? Because some guys, you know, embrace that situation. Mm-hmm. And just go take us through what you were going through mentally and physically during the NCAA tournament.
Me definitely. I always think I play my best basketball when the moment's the brightest. And then us losing Chris, where his torn ACL, definitely everybody knew he had to step up. But I definitely tried to put the team on my back, understand I have to do what I do regularly, plus what Chris normally does. So I tried to just do whatever the team needed to win, blocking shots, rebounding. Like, that was my main focus coming in, just defense, because I knew Tyler and Dylan were going to take care of the offense. So I knew if I anchored the defensive end, just handled that side of the court, I knew we would win. So I tried to just play my hardest on that side of the floor.
I think we got right here in the third row.
Hi, Jordan. Janie McCauley from AP. I saw both your games in Sacramento, covering mm-hmm. those tournament games, and you guys seem to be a team that had a lot of fun together mm-hmm. and close-knit. And what does that mean to you to come to a team like the Warriors that has, you know, a pretty fun time mm-hmm. and a team that likes to hang out together, and also for you staying on the West Coast and yeah. just being close to your family and yeah. friends?
Definitely staying on the West Coast is great for me. Like, I'm not too close to home, but I'm still close enough, like 45-minute flight. So, and then the weather, obviously, gets to enjoy that. And then the way, yeah, I think we tried to play like the Warriors this year. Everybody was super fun. Everybody, we all hung out with each other outside of basketball, like, the whole time. We're all roommates, lived in the same apartments. And I think the way the Warriors play, like, we all gave up our egos because we were just trying to win. Like, obviously, Tyler could go off for 20, average 20 on any other team. Dylan Ennis, anybody on our team could go somewhere and average 20 points. But we all gave up a certain part of us just for the better of the team to help us win. And the Warriors do the exact same thing with adding Kevin Durant this year. I think giving up their egos, understanding, like, the championship is way more important than stats at the end of the day.
We have a question, Ron.
Ron Krejcik from the San Francisco Chronicle. You mentioned you emulated Draymond. Mm-hmm. What are sort of the roots of that? How did that start? And what about him have you tried to duplicate, I guess?
Mm-hmm. I just love his toughness. And then the chip he plays with on his shoulder. Coming in, people kind of like me saying he's undersized. They don't know what position he plays. Too small, not athletic enough. Like, little things people say about me, I can't shoot, things like that. So he just plays with that chip on his shoulder, and I just love his aggressiveness on offense and defense. Defensively, just anchoring the defense, guarding every position, 1-5, switching, talking, being that the heart and soul of the defensive end for the Warriors. And then offensively, understanding the kind of players he has around him, getting them more shots, rebounding, kicking it back out to Kevin, setting really good screens for Steph, getting them open, Clay, everything like that. So just he's just a real team player, and that's exactly the kind of person I try to be. I can learn a lot from him, obviously, especially at this age right now, like the way he's playing. I think if I just keep watching him, pick his brain, I got my locker next to him, so that's good for me. I have to practice every day. I can try to get something out of him. And on the court, you know, just having to guard him, like learning little intangibles, things like that. Like just little things I can learn from him. And also, Andre Iguodala is one of my favorite players of all time. Just a guy who does everything, kind of like Draymond. So definitely just picking all their brains, just learning as much as I can from everybody on the team.
You know, Bob, listening to Jordan talk, I'm struck by his answers. And culture and chemistry have been two words that have been used a lot in describing this organization. How did that factor in going after Jordan Bell?
Well, if you watch basketball, which I think everybody here does, you see that Jordan, I think first and foremost, loves to play basketball. And that sometimes gets overlooked in our jobs, is just a passion for what we do. And, you know, a lot of how he plays whether it's blocking a shot, finishing a play, running the floor, being there for his teammates. That's the type of people that ultimately lead to winning championships. We want as many of those people as we can get. And to be honest, there's not everyone is like that. Those people are hard to find in any walk of life. So when you see somebody like Jordan that clearly exhibits those things, that just shine through the way he plays and his demeanor, you see a great teammate. You see somebody that cares about winning. And then hopefully putting him in the mix with our guys who feel the same way and think the same way, it amplifies us. It makes us better. Draymond will be fun challenge for you. Draymond texted me after I was driving home, and he said, "What the?" And then expletive, "Is your problem?" to me, so you can fill in the blank. And then he said, "I have to hear about this expletive on the internet. You didn't expletive tell me about it." So I couldn't text and drive. So I called him and I said, "Okay, all right, calm down." And he said, "I need his number. I need to talk to him." And so I gave it to Draymond. And I don't know what he said to you. You can tell everybody else. But he's kind of like he's like our team mom in a way, you know? He's the one that you have to kind of get through him. And you're going to love playing because, you know, to be honest, with Draymond, it's about respect. And I'm sure without even just by watching you, that's what you earn with him. But that's the type of team we have. But we feel like that's who you are, too. So we're excited. I mean, our draft room was thrilled. And it was nice to see that you were, too. Tim knows this. He's worked for us for a long time. There was an era where you might have been screaming out of a different emotion than joy hearing that the Bulls and the Warriors. So we're happy that you were happy.
Right here, second row.
CJ Peterson, SF Bay. A lot's been made of your, you know, defensive capabilities. But what do you think you can bring to the table as far as on the offensive side of the floor, considering this team is already historically offensively great?
Mm-hmm. I think I can bring that kind of feel like Tristan Thompson has. Like, obviously, with Kevin, Steph, and Clay, Draymond, like, they obviously going to get all the shots on it, and I'm totally fine with that. So I think offensively, the thing I can do for them is get them more shots, getting more offensive rebounds, setting good screens, really getting them open, finishing at the rim, make people have to really guard the pick and roll. So I think offensively, just trying to find my spot with how they play.
Over here on the left.
Jacob Palmer, San Francisco Examiner. It sounds like, you know, between the video of you celebrating last night and it sounds like you talking about your place in the offense and defense, that you thought a lot about it. But do you find yourself, you know, daydreaming about being on this team? And was that happening maybe even before the draft?
I didn't think Warriors would be an option for me. Like, I knew they wanted me, but like I said, I didn't think I'd slip that far in the draft. So I knew there was no way they were getting into the first round. So my mindset was like any of the teams from 20 to 30, and then trades start happening, people start going ahead of me. So as I started slipping back, Mike was calling me. He was like, "Yeah, it's a chance you can go to the Warriors." And I was like, I'm mad, but I'm like, oh, okay, cool, like, let me know what happens. And then, like I said, once I got that call, he was like, "Yo, like, you're going to have to leave L.A. and go to the Bay Area." I was start screaming, yelling. I was in a garage, me and my coach just hugging, just ecstatic about the whole situation.
Anthony Slater, Bay Area News Group. Jordan, first things first, what did Draymond say to you?
So he FaceTimed me, and I didn't have his number, and I was with my friends celebrating, and I texted the number back, and I was like, "Who is this?" And then he didn't even reply, so I called the number, and I was like, "Yo, who is this?" And then he was like, "Yo, I FaceTime you. Hang up right now and FaceTime me back. Don't call me." So I was like, "All right, yeah." So I was like, "Yeah, you're right." So I hung up and I FaceTimed him, and he didn't answer. And I was like, "All right." So then I was like, "I should wait like a couple seconds." And I waited like 5 seconds, and I called him back FaceTime, and he answered, and he was like, "Yo," and I was like, "Yo, what's up, man, blah, blah, blah." And we just started talking about it. He was like, "Yo, enjoy this night. Celebrate, it only happens once, but after this night, like, we have to get back to work. Like, we're trying to get rings over here, so be ready for it."
And then other than that, what other relationships do you have any relationships with any other players on the team? And who else has reached out since you got drafted?
Kevin Durant texted me today. Coach Kerr called me today and yesterday. Other than that, I played against Kevin Durant in Drew League one time. So he gave us like 50, so like 56, I think. 57, yeah. We won, though, but yeah.
Steve Bitker with KCBS. Did you watch any of the NBA playoffs? And if you did and you watched the Warriors, had you seen professional basketball like this before? Mm-hmm. What did you think about it? And did you fantasize at all playing for this team?
I definitely watched every single game I was able to watch. It's funny, I was actually working out for the San Antonio Spurs, and they played the Warriors. So I went to the game there and got to kind of see it live. And I was just like, wow, like, this is crazy. Seeing it live is way totally different than seeing it on TV. So just seeing them live, I was like, yo, like, I would fit so good with this team. Like, they love playing basketball. They run. They move. They're so unselfish. I was like, I would fit so good on this team. And just watching, I was, like, just amazed, like, how good they are.
Go ahead, buddy.
If you weren't playing basketball, I mean, do you ever think about what you would be doing with your life if you weren't playing basketball? I read some interesting stuff about just your background and how you fell into basketball and what it's done for you.
Yeah. Me personally, if I wasn't playing basketball, I most likely would have stuck with football because that's what I started playing throughout my whole life. So I was definitely doing something athletic, just grew up doing that. What was the other part?
What position in football?
I play receiver and defensive end. So definitely have the toughness with the defensive end, trying to hit people, get the quarterback, and offensively just finessing people with footwork, things like that. And I think that's the reason I move so well at my size.
And what role did your coach at Long Beach Poly play in you getting to this point?
He was there every step of the way. He was supposed to come here today, but he already had a vacation plan. But he's... since right after after high school, was there with me in college, calling me, texting me about life, basketball, and then throughout this whole process, like helping me choose Mike and Aaron, agents, like meeting up with them, and then during the season, like keeping all the outside noise away from me, letting me just focus on basketball and things like that.
Jenny?
Jordan, seeing how the Warriors use so many different guys, and one night it might be McGee off the bench, or Livingston, or Ian Clark, or Andre, Patrick McCaw, as Bob mentioned, how encouraging is that to see the way they operate, that you can come in and make an immediate impact as a rookie?
Yeah, definitely. I think seeing like how they use their young players, how everybody on the team plays a lot, I think that definitely gives me motivation. Like, I know I'm going to get on the floor to see some type of time, minutes, whether, like you say, any kind of game, it might change, it might be a lot, maybe a little, but I think the way they play their players, everybody gets a shot to show what they can do, and definitely add up to more minutes every game.